Imagine waking up to discover your visual world is slowly fading away, like a photograph gradually losing its colors until only darkness remains. This was John Hull's reality as he documented his descent into complete blindness in his 40s. What makes his account extraordinary isn't just the precision with which he chronicles this journey, but the profound philosophical depths he explores. This isn't merely a tale of overcoming adversity. It's a meditation on consciousness itself, examining how losing sight fundamentally transforms one's relationship with reality, identity, and spirituality. Hall's transition from being a sighted person who cannot see to becoming a blind person offers us a rare window into how perception shapes our very being. His insights have influenced artists, psychologists, and filmmakers worldwide, with Oliver Sacks calling it the most extraordinary, precise, deep, and beautiful account of blindness he had ever read. Summer 1983 marked Hull's complete descent into darkness when his final traces of light perception vanished. After 3 years as a registered blind person, he could no longer distinguish day from night. A cognitive dissonance emerged. His dreams remained vividly pictorial despite his blindness. 6 months earlier, he dreamed of seeing his son Thomas, whose birth coincided with Hull's final eye operation, creating a poignant timeline marker of his blindness. The loss transformed Hull's relationship with weather. Wind replaced sunshine as his primary indicator of a nice day. Mild breezes brought his environment alive through sound. Rustling leaves and wind against buildings created a new sensory landscape, while thunder became exciting by providing a sense of space and distance. Most distressing was the gradual fading of facial memories. People he knew before blindness had faces. Those he'd met since didn't. He retained clearer images of people he hadn't seen in years than those he met daily. He was devastated to realize he was forgetting what his wife and children looked like. This extended to his own appearance. Looking in a mirror, he couldn't remember what he looked like. Had he become, like others in his world, merely a disembodied voice speaking from nowhere? Blindness led Hull to develop new perceptual abilities like facial vision, sensing objects without touching them. While walking across campus, he could detect obstacles like tree trunks from feet away through pressure on his face. Rain became a profound source of orientation. Rain brings out the contours of everything, Hull observed, throwing a colored blanket over previously invisible things. Steady rainfall created an acoustic experience that revealed the environment through sounds on different surfaces, allowing him to discern landscape features. If only rain could fall inside rooms, he lamented, it would help me understand where things are. The world, normally hidden until touched, suddenly disclosed itself through sound. His white cane became another vital adaptation, not merely a walking stick, but an instrument of perception that required his direct handling to provide sensory input. Hull's psychological journey into blindness manifested through dreams of sinking, drowning, or entrapment. In one haunting dream, he clung to a sinking ship while another vessel receded, symbolizing his separation from the sighted world. His first blindness-related panic struck while walking alone in bitter cold, suddenly aware of moving through nothingness. A persistent image tormented him, being trapped in a coal truck moving deeper into a mountain, watching daylight disappear until completely entombed in darkness. Accepting blindness became a spiritual crisis. To accept blindness feels like death, Hull wrote, while refusing to accept a fact seems futile. He found solace in small accomplishments and manageable daily plans. He fought despair through minute steps, focusing on reaching the next block rather than the entire journey home. A Catholic priest's wisdom sustained him. Lord, if there has been anything in this day's work which is of lasting worth, it is yours. As Hull's journey continued, he discovered profound spiritual insights through blindness. When his son explained, "Thomas needs the light, Daddy doesn't need the light," the biblical passage, darkness and light are both alike to thee, took on new meaning. Hull realized he had become like God, transcending the distinction between darkness and light. Because I am never in the light, I am equally never in the darkness, Hull reflected. Nobody can turn the lights out on me. So it is with God, indifferent alike to both light and darkness. Hull found transformation through praise rather than mere acceptance. On a beach, pouring sand through his fingers, he contemplated divine thoughts being countless as grains of sand. My body holds them one by one, while I myself am held like a grain upon God's hand. His turning point came during Mass at Montreal's Notre Dame Cathedral. As organ music filled the space, Hull found himself saying, "I accept the gift," feeling God had thrown his cloak of darkness around me and now sought reassurance. It's all right. You can go now. Hull's most poignant struggle was fathering without sight. His 3-year-old son Thomas adapted uniquely, learning "show daddy," not surrendering objects, but placing them in Hull's hands to examine. Thomas understood his father, saw with his fingers. Once, pointing to his book, he noted, "Daddy can't read this," and then to a Braille label, "Thomas can't read that." While coloring together, Thomas asked his father to join. When Hull explained he couldn't see the edges, Thomas observed, "But I can color because I can see the edges because I'm not blind," then asked, "Can you only talk?" Hull replied, "I can talk and I can listen." "Yes," Thomas said brightly, "and I can tickle and I can shout, listen." Thomas eventually guided his father's hand with a crayon, saying, "Look, Daddy, you can color like this." Hull suggested holding his wrist and made circular motions to shade the dinosaur, delighting them both. By his 5th year of blindness, Hull had progressed through distinct stages: hope, practical problem solving, despair, and finally, integration. His brain had turned inward, finding new resources. He felt intellectually clearer, connecting more, remembering more, making new links between knowledge. Hull came to see blindness as paradoxical, both independent and dependent. He became a whole-body seer, where sight devolved upon his entire body, simply another authentic human condition. His resolution was religious, believing God is Lord of both light and darkness. "If in God's light we see light," Hull wrote, "then in God's darkness we see darkness. This is why I journey not through darkness, but into it." Through Hull's sightless eyes, we gain a clearer vision of what it means to be human. His testimony explores consciousness itself, how we find meaning when the familiar disappears. In touching his blindness, Hull discovered not just limitations, but new possibilities, not just loss, but transformation.